The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
We're here at Menards Bank Sale, asking shoppers what they're putting in the bag to get 15% off.
Paint,
batteries,
tools,
toilet paper,
extension cords, grocery items,
hardware for my cabinets,
snack items, crackers, and some canned goods stuff,
shop vac supplies,
toothpaste, cereal, coffee, dog treats. I've got a lot of stuff to grab.
The list goes on, but the sale ends January 24th. Hurry in for Menards 15% off bag sale. See store for complete details.
Save big money at Menards.
How do you think your view of humanity is? Do you think you're a positive part of the society, or do you think you're part of the problem? Maybe a little of column A, a little of part of column B.
Yeah, I think it's a ever sliding scale a little bit. I think overall I'm a positive contributor to society.
Same.
You know, I think I'm pretty, usually pretty conscious of the people around me, my surroundings, you know, and just being kind to people. I think I'm pretty good at that.
Okay. Everybody else thinks so?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I say hi to people. I hold doors.
Yeah. Okay. Put my shopping cart away. I stay out of the middle of aisles.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm going to give you a scenario, and I want you to answer as honestly as you possibly can.
Okay.
And don't let other people's answer influence yours. I don't think I have to say that, but so whatever you think initially, even if you don't go first, try to maintain that energy.
Should we all write down our responses really quickly, and then we have to read them word for word?
Yeah, you could do that.
Okay.
Yeah. So you're driving along on the interstate. It's rush hour. Mm-hmm. Been a long day for you.
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
You know, you can all imagine that scenario.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Sure.
Yes.
You just want to get home. You got things to do when you get home.
Yeah.
You've been delayed unexpectedly already on the way home
mm-hmm.
from your job or whatever you were leaving.
Yep.
It's busy. It's rush hour. Car comes rushing up behind you. You're in the left lane. You're passing. There's not really any room to move over, and there's not much room in front of you. You know, one of those deals where somebody's on your butt.
Mm-hmm.
But
sure.
They are flashing their lights and honking their horn. What do you do?
I know exactly what I do. I don't even have to write this down.
Kelly, what would you do?
I start rolling with that mindset of, well, I can't do anything right now, so you keep flashing your lights at me, but I talk to people very kindly and sarcastically with my road rage.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, all right, bud, well, you can keep doing that, but I can't get over to get out of your way, and I can't move past or through the people in front of me. So
okay.
I wait it out with them.
Steve?
I make every attempt to get over.
Okay. Howings?
I'm kind of a combination between Steve and Kelly, really.
Opposite things. You can't be a combo. What are you going to do, drive between both lanes?
No,
you said that you couldn't get over, though.
Yeah, what I...
Right, but well, I'm making...
It's busy, but you can try to get
I'm
over.
Making every attempt.
Right. So, I will now finish. I would also say, look, man, there's not anywhere to go, but I always get over as soon as I can. When somebody's, like, in a hot hurry behind me like that, because I do what I want other people to do when I'm feeling like that. Like, I want to just... Can't you just get over?
Mm-hmm.
And when they don't... So, I would get over as soon as I could.
What about you, mate?
I'm stopping.
Stopping.
I'm stopping.
On the interstate.
Slamming on the brakes.
Going 70.
We're in a traffic jam. You can't get over. All right. I'm at least slowing down and being as inconvenient as possible for that person.
Okay.
And showing them, look, I can't do anything, and now I'm making it worse for you.
Yeah, because Stephen Hotwings changed the question. The question wasn't if or when you can get over, do you? It is that people are crowded next to you and in front of you. There's nowhere to go. How do you respond to that? Like, what do you do then? Well, I got to wait it out just like I got to wait it out with them.
It's
I'm not
rush hour
my
traffic.
Brakes.
Like, you can find a way to get over, but it's not like you're not just driving. I didn't want it to be you're driving in the left lane and no one's around you so they could go around on the right.
Yeah, obviously. I just pictured it as like one of those everybody's moving and your sense of urgency doesn't put me in a dangerous situation because I decide to be urgent and move over at my earliest convenience. So what, you can then zoom past me and then I'm still stuck in that same situation just next to you now.
I'm slowing down to 60 or like what the speed limit for trucks is. I'm slowing way down
for trucks.
Yeah. My assumption is that person is either in road rage fury or there's some kind of an emergency. If somebody's coming up flashing their lights like that and trying to get through, I'm just going
to
get out.
I don't want anything to do with that.
Nope, I'm not trying to get, I'm not getting involved with that. You're in that big of a hurry, you go for it, man.
Yeah. Tell me, what would you have done?
I probably would have gotten out of the way. If I could turn my blinker on and get to the lane to the right, because that stresses me out so bad when I look at my rear view and it's just beep, beep, beep. And I'm like, I'm sorry. I don't know what I did.
Where they're so close that you don't even see their headlights.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's so bad.
Yeah. You can basically just see the rage in their eyes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, yeah. I don't know what me getting out of the way for you is going to do because you're not going to get there any faster because we're in standstill traffic.
Yeah.
But I don't like when people are doing that towards me. So I will get over if I can, or at least let them sneak by me on the left.
I just don't want that person anywhere near me.
Yeah, exactly. No.
So if I can get them, the further I can get them away from me, the better.
Well, according to Psychology Today, who put forth this scenario, your answer has a heavy indication of how you view others around you and how you have or have not maintained your own humanity and your sense of belonging to a greater purpose. If you let them by or made every effort to let them by, according to Psychology Today, you still have a belief that people are generally good, that people have good intentions, and that you would like to treat them well with hopes that you would be treated well yourself. If you chose not to let them by, then you are in a situation where you believe most people cannot be trusted, and your view of society has grown to be very negative. If you slowed down,
oh gosh,
or blocked them,
oh boy,
no, who would do that?
Oh yeah.
If you went out of your way to inconvenience them,
like slowing down to the truck speed, say that specifically.
Doesn't say that specifically, but it says if your goal was to antagonize them,
you're the best, right?
You may have some psychotic tendencies, and it indicates an aggressive nature towards others that you may be masking or blocking.
Hmm. Oh.
Wow.
Well.
There is one person with a mask
on.
Yeah,
you're masking right now.
What a day for this to happen.
Yeah. I mean, from symbolism to reality. Now,
so this paints it like a couple people, Hot Wings and Steve and Tommy, three, would be kind of out in front, like as I would let them by. But I don't, Steve sounded like he would do it because his first thought was they may have an emergency. But the more you guys talked, it's more like, that's a crazy person. I don't want to buy me. You're basically giving them a cooties pass, which is only slightly better than Kelly's not getting over and Maitland's screw you, I'm blocking
completely
it.
Disagree.
Yeah, see,
yeah, I disagree.
I'm
too.
Getting over once it makes sense, but no, I'm not putting on my blinker to make other people in the other lane slow down so they can let me over so your butthole self can get by.
If anything,
like, chill out, bro.
If anything,
we're
I'm
all moving,
protecting other people.
Oh, well,
how are you doing that, Maitland?
I'm protecting everybody else from having to deal with this guy because I'm dealing with them
by blocking them in and
that,
making them angry and more furious.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but they're stuck behind me.
But there's people everywhere around you.
Bummer
too.
For the car that's also stuck to that person's right as they weave and go wild.
Well, hopefully they have the same mindset I do.
What if you brake check them and then they slam into you?
Well, that's on me. That's on me. Or I could just be like, oh, I saw a deer. It went that way.
Let's see what the audience is saying.
Who's running in traffic?
Mm-hmm. Most of these answers were before I said what they supposedly meant. I'm slowing down. I'm going less than the speed limit. I'm going to be the biggest thorn in their side as possible. Those are three straight texts.
Mm-hmm.
Don't let them by. If you ain't first, you're last.
Yeah, that's that dickish attitude that slows the world down.
I'm with Maitland.
Stop it.
Sounds like somebody has multiple personalities and blocking traffic. That's not how that goes. This text, you're missing the point. Someone driving like that with no consideration for the safety of others is the problem. I'm not missing the point. I didn't write any of it. But that said, I think what the assumption is if you move, it's because you believe someone may have an emergency back there. But let's be honest. If someone flies up and they're tailgating you on your bumper, do you ever think they have an emergency ever? Has it ever crossed your mind in real time? Yeah.
Yes, that actually has crossed my mind.
I'm
however,
like, they're driving like a butthole. I'll get over, but
yeah, but you're also a guy that blocks people from driving in the shoulder.
The one time that happened,
mm-hmm.
And the police that called in said I was right.
Road
vigilante. No, they didn't.
They did not.
Absolutely. No, they
I'll
did
bet you
not.
They did. I can't prove it, but they did.
You're
I'd
a
have to go
monitor.
Find the audio.
Yeah. See, I mean, honestly, like. Growing up in the church and everything like that, like I didn't care about any of the doctrines or anything. The only thing I ever cared about, and what I always tell people now with their different denominations, everything, nobody cares. All I care about is the main thing, which is treat others how you want to be treated. And I do that on the road too, which is when I approach somebody and they're going slow, I just want them to get out of the way. Mm-hmm. So if I'm impeding somebody who's going faster than me, I also just try to get out of the way. I always hate it when somebody's passing one car and you can tell they've got their cruise on and they're passing the other car at like 0.4 miles an hour and it takes forever. If I'm passing somebody like that and somebody comes up behind me, I speed up to get out of their way.
Well, yeah.
Because that's what I want people to do to me.
Yeah,
and so many people won't do it. And it's maddening because I always think, well, I don't know what hurry he's in, but he's obviously in a bigger hurry than me, so I'm just going to get the hell out of the way. I'd rather have somebody, an idiot, out in front of me where I can see what's going on than behind me when I don't know what they're doing.
Yeah, that sounds
true.
Super optimistic towards that person potentially having a problem being an idiot.
You're right. I'm glad you clarified that you were doing it for the positive reasons that how you always think of others.
That idiot's probably got an emergency.
But it's
that
true.
That person's a menace and they're going to kill me.
That's what
I'd rather be able to see the weirdo.
That's what I want somebody to do when I'm being a menace. So I do the same.
Yeah, there's
get
room.
Out of the way.
If there's room, I'm getting out of the way for sure.
My outlook is always, I may not be in a hurry, but that person's in a hurry for whatever reason.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is. Maybe it's an emergency. Maybe they are just a jerk.
Yeah.
Some of the responses that are coming in, pretty awesome. This one, lights and honking your horn. We're all in traffic, stupid. Settle down.
Yeah, exactly. Chill, bro. We're all moving, and we're in the left lane, and we're still moving faster than the people on the right. Hell no, I'm not slowing down to get what? Stuck in the right lane?
This one.
No, because then I'm going to be like, damn it, I tried to be nice, and now I'm stuck behind an 18-wheeler trying to go up a hill suddenly, and I'm part of a problem because I'm in the slow lane.
This
Hell
one,
no.
you're gonna feel bad when you find out if you're the reason the baby choked to death.
Mm-hmm. Honestly, though, a police officer would tell me that, hey, there was no reason for you to potentially cause an accident. You didn't know what was going on in their car.
Just say, I thought they had a deer in there. Yeah. You don't veer for deer.
Yeah,
no, you definitely shouldn't cause an accident.
Mm-hmm. What if the guy is speeding up behind you and blinking the lights just to warn you about the serial killer in your back seat? Did you ever even think of that?
Oh, man. Yeah, because, you know, you got to check the back seat sometimes. Yeah. People are back seat stupid.
Yeah.
That's a good point. This is my favorite one. If somebody does that to me, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to speed up just to show them who's boss.
that's the whole, if you ain't first, you're last.
Yeah. That's an acceptable alternative. Outspeed them.
This text, it's never been an emergency, ever. 10 times out of 10, it's a Nissan Altima with 5 different body panels and both bumpers falling off the hood. You know, hood rat stuff.
Yeah.
Again, I mean, if that's the case.
You getting stuck in rush hour traffic during an emergency is not my emergency. It's just not.
That's
like,
the way. You know,
I feel for you, but if I can't get out of your way, I'm maybe I'll be able to calm you down a little bit with my calm sense of nature.
No, that's what will be the end result, is the calming of the other person.
Kelly,
when you're feeling a little wound up or anxious, do you go out and tailgate people and hope they slow you down to calm you?
Yeah, absolutely. That's exactly what I do.
Because I can't think of much that would be less calming than being blocked in the road.
I want to taste your bumper. I want to get so close. Now, the people who their bumper suddenly disappears because they're that close, or fender, whatever's on the front.
Yeah.
That is the moment that I do wish I had a camera on the back of my car, because I would like to brake check those people. That way, when we get into an accident, I can show somebody they were so close that I lightly tapped my brakes and they hit me. I would love it for that reason alone. But that would be the only time I'd brake check somebody. Otherwise, I'm so afraid that they're going to slam into me. I'm just like, all right.
Yeah. A lot of people that drive for a living are saying, you guys have no idea how many idiots you see driving this aggressively, and it never does them any good. I mean, we've seen that. Mm-hmm. If you drive at all, you see that, where somebody's super aggressive and then you get three stoplights later and there are two cars in front of you.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that's true.
That's always such nice satisfaction, though, when you pull up next to them at that next light. It's like, wow, you really... really gain some ground.
You got here sooner.
Or conversely, the worst feeling in the world when you pass somebody and then you get stuck behind somebody else. I've done that on the back roads by my house, where somebody's going really slow and you go, forget this, man. You pass them and then you get behind somebody and they're right behind you at the next light. You go, damn it. Oh, you feel like such a douche.
This is a strange reaction to this topic. I'd like to hear Hot Wings have the same grace towards people who call in with crappy cell phone service or unpleasant background noise, because then you act like a Nazi.
What?
Okay, first off, that is so unpleasant.
Yeah, these
it's
are
so unpleasant.
Two wildly different things.
And this
also,
is our highway.
This is our highway, and it's an audio based show.
Mm-hmm.
So when it's bad, it's not fun.
Free beer and Hot Wings are the audio highway.
Yeah, yes. Exactly.
I like how that person said only Hot Wings does it. You're right. Hot Wings is always terrible about that.
Yeah, nobody else in the room. Everybody else in the room likes bad cell reception.
Hey, give them grace. This person's nice. And I like that they're taking so long to get to their point and can't hear us.
Yeah, all the details on a scratchy phone are great. You should call in with that take.
Yeah, maybe we'll just do the rest of the show talking like this.
Nobody will hear it.
Does that sound good at all?
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Hi, everybody. It's Andy and James here from your next favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do fun facts.
Yes, we do. James, give me a fact.
Did you know that there is an extinct bandicoot whose official scientific name is Crash Bandicoot?
Lovely. I didn't know that. Did you know, James, that Upper Egypt is technically below Lower Egypt?
Incredible. Absolutely amazing. I would love to hear more about that.
Well, all you have to do is go and listen to No Such Thing as a Fish.
Where will I find it?
Oh, like, all over.
Okay, bye.
Bye.